You teach at John Hopkins, sir, and you don't understand this reality. Do you have your head in a hole in the ground? Or are you just mouthing the propaganda that the Western powers are feeding you? Are you, sir, a propagandist?
Very well. Gentlemen, just hold on to your thoughts. We want to go down to our Facebook comments as posted by our viewers about this topic. Let's listen to some of those, and we'll be right back.
It's Israel, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, backed by the US and Turkey, who want to destroy Syria and the very reason for inciting this war. Shame on them. The former colonial masters are at war with each other over a very important issue which the formerly colonized continents shouldn't know about, but must take sides and join in and fight because it affects them holistically. The military-industry complex in America stands to lose a great deal of money if the wars in the Middle East stop. The idea is to eradicate all those that resist America and install governance that is to their favor so the oil can be shipped to Saudi Arabia. UN, you are equally responsible for observing criminal silence over the sufferings of war-torn populations. It's the silence of the UN and the involvement of Iran and Saudi Arabia because these two countries want influence in the Middle East countries, but the cost of that is innocent lives. We all know who is behind this bloody war, USA. I believe the superpowers camp is behind this. All problems in the Middle East and beyond are created by Zionism and its puppets in the region like Saudis and Qataris and mother of all problems, little Brits.
Again, just some of your comments as they take part in this conversation as well. I want to go to Professor Serber. Professor, before we went to those comments, Dr. Brett, there was speaking about what a solution may look like about political transition, etc. Even President Assad has spoken about this, that it should be led from within Syria itself and not outside Syria through foreign financing, etc. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think there does have to be a political solution to this problem, but I want to respond to something that was said just before the break. I think your audience can judge very well who the propagandist is on this program, and I'll leave it at that. So far as the negotiated solution is concerned, there was an opportunity at the Geneva II talks. The regime did not take advantage of that opportunity. And it's going to take some time to get back to another opportunity. The UN has been absolutely clear about the atrocities in Syria. The International Commission on Syria has published report after report, which document atrocities on both sides, but principally by the regime.
But then when we speak about atrocities, Professor, to be fair, you know, as I said earlier, the moderates, many of the quote-unquote moderates, as they were called at one point, have turned into this ISIL, Frankenstein monster, whatever you want to call it. And certainly that, then, there's some culpability there, isn't there? There's some responsibility there on the U.S. indirectly through its allies in the region, at least, to have helped finance and even arm and train these people.
There is some culpability there, but there's also culpability on the part of the regime, which has wanted to drive the moderate opposition off the battlefield and wanted to face only an extremist opposition, thereby being able to say to the Syrian people, it's either me, your autocrat, or it's them, the extremists. There is a middle ground, and that middle ground has a hard time surviving under current violent conditions. If the regime wants to reduce that violence, it can take advantage of the UN proposal for Aleppo, for example. And I don't think that's going to happen, because the regime wants to take Aleppo and will do what it can to do it.
Dr. Barrett, you know, as we speak about obviously the humanitarian catastrophe that is unfolding, I wanted to put the point to you that, you know, is, as Professor Serber there says, the Assad regime or government taking advantage of the fact that it is now fighting against quote-unquote extremism to support itself, to get support for itself on the international arena as well?
Well, I think there may be a little bit of truth to that, but not very much. I think that the government in Damascus is struggling for survival against all of the forces that are arrayed against it. And in fact, 90% plus of those forces are the so-called extremist groups, the Tekfiri groups. They're the real opponent on the battlefield. They're the ones who end up with all the weapons, all the money, and they're, I believe, the ones who are being covertly supported by the imperial powers here through their proxies in Saudi Arabia and Turkey. So it's this notion that ISIS is somehow the creation of Assad is the classic example of a bad conspiracy theory, you know, in the pejorative sense of that term. It makes no sense. But the Assad government has already made amnesty offers, and a number, a fairly sizable number of former rebels have taken advantage of them. I think the road to a solution would be a further extension of this kind of amnesty offer to bring everyone back to the table, laying down their arms, admitting that going from peaceful demonstrations, which were good, to an armed, foreign-backed armed insurgency, which was bad, was a terrible mistake. So the anti-Assad forces should lay down their arms, and the Assad government should give a complete blanket amnesty. Now, let's face it, once that happens, the reasonable forces, the so-called moderates, will come back to Syria, and the Tekfiri lunatics will continue to rip the livers out of corpses and devour them. But hopefully there aren't very many of those kinds of people, and it would be possible to reconstitute Syria on the basis of the more reasonable people, at which point...
Dr. Bertha, I do apologize for interrupting you. We just have a minute left, so I wanted to give each of you gentlemen a chance to just get your final comments. Professor Sir, we're now entering the fifth year of this crisis in Syria. What do you think is to come? Are we seeing a solution on the horizon?
I don't see a solution on the horizon. I think... the Iranian government, the Russian governments are both backing Assad fully. I see no possibility of the kind of blanket amnesty that Mr. Barrett is talking about. I think the Syrian people are still discontented, and there will be some of them who will fight. The notion that the Americans are behind that fight is nonsense. The fact is that they have tried very hard to keep their weapons out of extremist hands. This is well known, well documented. And the notion of a vast Zionist American
Professor,
NATO
I apologize
conspiracy
for interrupting you. I just want to give 30 seconds to Dr.
Nonsense.
Brett as well, just to get his final comments. I apologize for that. Dr. Brett, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, one would like to think that the big imperial powers, the U.S., NATO, and their Israeli partners or masters, as the case may be, would make a serious change in their policies and turn towards a policy of inclusion and stabilization rather than destabilization and polarization, which has been their policy up to this point. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of evidence that that's the case. They're pushing for war in the Middle East, they're pushing for war in Ukraine, and ultimately they're probably building up to a war against China to prevent the U.S. NATO Zionist empire from declining and ending its run as the dominant empire
okay,
in
we'll
the world.
Okay, we'll have to leave that. I do apologize again for interrupting you, but time has gotten the best of us. But of course, we do sincerely appreciate both of your contributions to the debate. That was Dr. Kevin Brett, editor at Veterans Today, who was speaking to us live from Madison. And we were also joined by Professor Daniel Serwer, who is a professor at Johns Hopkins University, and he had been speaking to us live from Washington. And of course, viewers, we do appreciate your comments and watching, of course. Until next time, good night.